Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Sacred Fire of Liberty. It's with us wherever we go. We hope it's with you wherever you go. And we're actually joined this hour not only by Jonathan E. Ward, but Norm Singleton's going to be here from the Campaign for Liberty as we crank it up. I am live at Autism One in Chicago. This is a big event where families from all over the world, doctors, research scientists, come together and talk about the problems, environmental and vaccine-related, and look for solutions, look for ways to help these families. And Jonathan, I know we're going to bring Norm up in just a couple of minutes here, but Jonathan, I mean, the issue of vaccine injury, I know it's controversial, but we're all about the freedom to say no here.
Well, absolutely. It's a fundamental liberty right to decline to be injected with a substance that you do not wish to have. And the argument that everyone has to be vaccinated in order for us all to be safe is really anachronistic in the modern world. Immunological science has advanced to the point where we realize that individuals can use just basic cleanliness and covering their mouths, covering with you know face masks and using gloves and so forth. You can actually do these things in the midst of a contagion and prevent yourself from acquiring the illness in almost every instance. In those instances where that does not serve a purpose, people can move to other school districts. They don't have to force the kids to be vaccinated. The horror of vaccination, forced vaccination, is that you are taking principally children and compelling them to undergo a procedure that neither their parents nor the kids want. And that leaves scars. That leaves emotional scars. There are alternatives, less intrusive alternatives that can be used. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, the notion of 100% vaccination is a myth, because even when people are vaccinated, as we found out in the Disneyland example with measles, even when people are vaccinated, it's not 100% foolproof. Individuals still acquire the disease. And with the measles in particular, there's a period of time after which you're vaccinated when you can actually be contagious and spread disease.
And Jonathan, it's not like there's no corruption within some of these companies in falsifying data. You know, we hear that Merck is being sued, and the suit was allowed to be continued because there was enough evidence to show that there was manipulation of the results or studies claiming that the mumps were effective.
Many of these vaccines are based on preliminary science, oftentimes not sufficient assessment.
Right.
But even so, individuals should have a choice. If they wish to be vaccinated, they should have the right to do so.
Yep.
If they wish not to be vaccinated, then the government ought to have proof that it has exhausted every means short of compelling a person to undergo forced vaccination before they either kick a kid out of school or deprive the person of their liberty right to refuse.
Right.
And the notion that somehow when a minority of kids in this country are not vaccinated, that puts the entire remainder of the population at risk is unproven, and it's really an hysterical response when you consider the less intrusive alternatives that can be used. If you ask a parent who doesn't want a child to be vaccinated, would you undergo the inconvenience of wearing a face mask to school or wearing gloves during the period of time when there's an outbreak or an anticipated outbreak? Most parents, I would imagine, would say, sure, we wouldn't have any problem with that. And most kids would agree with it, too.
Yeah,
I would think.
Well, it's a reasonable scenario versus unreasonable to violate a family's religious or philosophical beliefs about the risk or even what's in the vaccine. On Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle did a little video on this issue the other day, and I called out these people that are calling for removal of exemptions and everybody to be vaccinated, even if it's against their will. I call them medical collectivists because they do not respect the individual's liberty, the right to say no to these things. And I said, let's get beyond whether vaccines are good or not, whether they work or they don't. Let's just go to the heart of defense of liberty. If you are for forced vaccination, without question, without exemption, then you are a collectivist, and collectivism, in my opinion, is evil.
Well, you know, Robert, it would be a wise idea, and perhaps this is possible for a future show. I mean, it would be nice to get one or two of these rabid advocates of forced vaccination on with us to debate the issue. And you know, I think the time has come for people to seriously take liberty and rights issues.
Yeah.
I mean, take rights issues and liberty seriously. I just find it absolutely amazing that in the legislative debates surrounding these things, so little attention is given to individual rights and liberty. They just don't care.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, the very same argument that leads you to the notion that you can force someone to be vaccinated based on a health and safety reason, well, that can also force a greater percentage of the population to be, say, gene tested to determine whether or not they have a risk of heritable diseases and whether they ought to be sterilized. I mean, if you take the view that you can make an unwanted and refused intervention a standard that you can compel someone to agree to against their will because of a public health and safety justification, there is no limit to what you could do to compel people to be brought into the medical establishment, check to see whether they have a disease or a risk of disease or heritable disease, and then force them to undergo medical treatment to prevent that disease, which may include sterilization.
Right. Well, so, Jonathan, a closed mind is a terrible thing, and these people advocating mandatory vaccination have completely closed off to what you're describing. The ability then to start taking other areas of your life and saying, well, we've declared ownership over your body, so we control it, yet, again, many on the left still declare that there's the sanctity of a woman who can choose to terminate a pregnancy, but continue to deny the same, let's say, freedom, if we can call it that, to protect their children from being violated with a syringe containing things you wouldn't put in the baby bottle.
Right, and it's also a myth that if, let's say, you believe in vaccination and your children have been vaccinated against the measles, well, why are you then concerned if another child has the measles? You are vaccinated against it. What is the point? The harm is being caused to the party that didn't get the vaccination, and that was
right.
A conscious choice on their part.
Yeah.
I just don't really quite understand what they're talking about, because it seems to be a clear market solution here. If you wish to be vaccinated to prevent yourself from getting the disease, even though that's not 100% foolproof,
right.
You can go ahead and do it.
Well,
and
you know,
if you don't, why can't we protect your right to do it? Because, look, it's sort of a self-limiting problem. Those who don't want to be vaccinated, they might have a higher risk. Perhaps. I mean, if they use other measures like I talked about, they wouldn't even have that risk. If they're in a school environment, you want them to wear a face mask or gloves or whatever you could.
Yeah.
In the case of raw milk, comparable situation. I mean, a lot of people benefit from all the nutrients that are in raw milk, and they want to have those nutrients. And there have been generations of people and entire societies of people like the Amish and Mexican cultures that regularly use raw milk. Well, they have almost no incidence of salmonella or other diseases that the government says, oh, my goodness, raw milk, it's going to carry all these diseases, pathogens. Well, they're very careful with their milk. They keep it refrigerated, et cetera. But in any event, the harm's limited to them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can see a regulation that says there ought to be full information, like a little statement on there that says, this is raw milk. It may have an increased risk of salmonella or other pathogens. To eliminate that risk, cook it for 15 minutes on an oven, stove, or whatever,
yeah,
at a certain temperature. That would be full information, fully protective. But instead, they prevent entirely the interstate sale of raw milk.
Yes. Well, in this case, of course, maybe they should be getting, those that are advocating 100% vaccines without exemption, should be getting a commission from Merck or GSK. Wait a second, I'm sorry. Some of them are actually being paid to lobby. Never mind. Hey, let's bring in Norm Singleton, our good buddy from Campaign for Liberty. Norm, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing well, and you are a stalwart champion for liberty, and we appreciate you so very much. And, you know, I know that you have talked about this, and the guy you work with many years, Ron Paul, obviously talked about these things, raw milk, even the freedom to say no to medical interventions like vaccination. And that's why, since I'm at right. Autism One, where I'm at, you know, the heart of so many families that have been impacted by these theoretical mandates that weren't, because people believed and trusted the government, trusted doctors, that they had done their job and diligence in protecting the public. And there's always those factors that you can't account for. So if we're willing to relinquish liberty over this issue of the fear of the germ, then, as Jonathan says, all bets are off for any liberty.
That's right. It's a fundamental issue. And I think, as Congressman Paul has said in the past, actually most recently as last fall when it was an issue again after the so-called remember the panic about the Disney World measles outbreak. What would you suggest? How far would you go with mandatory vaccine? Would you suggest holding someone down and forcibly injecting it to them? Would you suggest sending a SWAT team into the home and taking a child away from their parents or kicking in a child's door and having them child protective services, which does some pretty horrible things. So this might not be totally beyond the pale, but forcibly inject the child against the parent's wishes. This is fundamental. And also with raw milk, and the idea that armed federal agents are going on Amish farmers because they've committed this horrible crime of selling a product that's desired by consumers. And they're talking about adults here, and I know a fair number of people who enjoy drinking raw milk. They say that it's benefited their...
Oh, and I'm one of them. I'll admit it. I'm one of them. Hey, Norm, we got to take a break here. It's Sacred Fire of Liberty, special edition. I'm at Autism One in Chicago, and appreciate Norm from Campaign for Liberty. Obviously, our FDA Dragon Slayer in-house here at, his name's Jonathan Ebor, The Rise of Tyranny, one of his great books that people love, and if you haven't read it, it's amazing. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about the Rand Paul filibuster, the Patriot Act renewal, also the email Hillary scandal, or the Hillary email scandal. It's getting bigger for her. Couldn't happen to a nicer lady. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, sneak preview, what's coming up today? I've got Stephanie Seneff, the PhD from MIT. What an amazing doctor that is. And we'll talk about autism relation to glyphosate and GMOs coming up. But for now, we've got Jonathan Emord and Norm Singleton, Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan, did you see Rand Paul stepping it up, another little session in the Senate trying to stop the Patriot Act automatic renewal there?
Quite extraordinary. Hats off to Rand Paul and many rounds of applause for being the only senator willing to and courageous enough and having enough stamina to go 10 hours insisting that the focus of attention be on this awful, intrusive aspect of NSA surveillance where they're looking at our emails and looking at our cell phone correspondence, that's for everybody. And the revelation that they have the ability to do that shocked a lot of people, and then that they are doing it and are continuing to do it under the auspices of the Patriot Act is shameful. And he's the only member who's standing up and making this a point. We ought to stop it right now, as he's insisting upon, and why there isn't enough congressional support for that measure, I don't know, but I'm sure grateful that he's making a historic move here to inform the world that this is unjust and a gross violation of individual liberty. Someone has to stand up for the Constitution, and thank goodness he has.
Norm Singleton, what's the word on the Senate street as far as his 10-hour marathon, if you will, yesterday?
I think it was a great moment. I think you saw a lot of senators, or a fair number of senators, come to the floor and discuss, and most of them were sympathetic to Congressman Senator Paul. It was a rare moment of bipartisanship where you had some liberal Democrats. I think it was one of the most important parts of what he did was he alerted people to the fact that this USA Freedom Act, which is being pushed as a compromise, and even some of our friends and allies on this fight are unfortunately actually supporting the bill.
I was going to ask you, Norm.
USA Freedom Act.
I was going to ask you about the supporters of it, like Mitch McConnell. I mean, this is a guy, Rand Paul did a lot for Mitch McConnell's reelection, and yet Mitch seemingly wants to pass the Patriot Act renewal without any changes. Is that kind of a conflict? Is that going to boil over into something bigger?
Well, I don't know how it will affect ongoing working relationship, but I think that what you see here is that Senator Paul is not backing down, which is rare to for a senator who's only been in for a couple of years to stand up in this aggressive way and really throw a monkey wrench into the plans of the Senate leadership, especially when the Senate leader is the senior senator from his home state. So that the fact that it's Senator Paul is from Kentucky, as is Senator McConnell, really shows, again, to Senator Paul's credit. But, of course, Senator McConnell and Senator Paul actually do agree that the USA Freedom Act is a flawed bill. The difference is Senator Paul wants to go much further in protecting our civil liberties. Senator McConnell has said he sees no need for any civil liberties protection, and he sees no problem with mass surveillance, mass data collection. And unfortunately, he seems to have bought into the great myth about these provisions, which is that they are necessary to keep us safe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the safety is something that has been told to us since 9/11 that we must sacrifice it in order to, to keep the country going. Is it true that we should sacrifice our fundamental liberties to be safe? Is it necessary? Is it the only way to go? We're going to take a quick break here. Jonathan Emord, we are here doing or rekindling the sacred fire of liberty with him each and every week. Norm Singleton joins us from the Campaign for Liberty. And, of course, I am at Autism One, speaking out for the families that have been subjected to mandates or intimidation, and bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of them and with each and every one of you. I appreciate you both so much. Stick around. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. And we've got links out to C4L as well as Jonathan Emord and all of his wonderful books right at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you interested in the Echo Water system that I have in my home and you'd like to get it for your home, if you haven't done so already, come and see us at Autism One. Paul Barrichiaro, my good buddy from Echo Water, will be with me, and we'll be talking about the benefits of molecular hydrogen in children that have been diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. Amazing studies we'll be sharing at Autism One on the link between autism and gastric ghrelin and how H2, or molecular hydrogen, can increase ghrelin production in the body.
And that is significant We'll be talking about it there. Come down and meet us in Chicago, autism1.org. Also go to robertswater.com to learn more. Download the free ebook and call 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them, 800-337-7017.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Make
making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, coming back at you from Autism One, Jonathan E. Moore, Norman Singleton, and a big scandal for Hillary Clinton not going away. The emails, the mysterious emails, the email addresses she's using. Can she write them off? No pun intended. No, I don't think so. I think it's getting worse for her. What do you think, Jonathan?
Well, a few days ago, we heard for the first time that there was not one private email address, but at least two. Hillary had said there was but one. She lied in that way, and now, in fact, there are two. But now we have some more information. Apparently, and I suspect it's from that second email address, but there's correspondence that we knew was coming in through the second email address from Sidney Blumenthal, the ex-Bill Clinton aide,
right,
and a good friend of Hillary and Bill Clinton. And according to one of these emails, he sent a memo dated September the 13th, 2 days after the Benghazi terror attack, in which he said, according to the New York Times, that the Benghazi attack was actually caused by an al-Qaeda-tied group, and that they had planned a deadly assault in advance, and that they used the protest as a cover. And despite that information, which went to Hillary Clinton, she maintained for at least two weeks thereafter that she pumped up and maintained the story that this was a spontaneous uprising in response to an anti-Islamic video, was not demonstrably provable that there was a terror tie. Yet she was directly informed by this ex-Clinton aide in this memo that she received on September the 13th. So now we have, you know, court again showing that there's a discrepancy between what she said. She said, I had no idea. You know, this was the intelligence we had, that it was a spontaneous uprising, and that's what we went with, and I had no reason to suspect there was a problem there. Well, we have a lot of intelligence coming back, that is, intelligence right off the bat, and military, from our military, that this was a terror attack, and there's correspondence from the Defense Department to the State Department to that effect. Now we have a close Clinton aide saying that indeed it was a terror attack, and this further undermines her story that I was oblivious to this notion until much later. So everything's unraveling for Hillary Clinton when it comes to integrity, and you know, according to the polls, the biggest issue she confronts is that people just don't trust her, and now this is adding more fuel to that fire. I think I agree with the public. I don't trust her either. I don't think people can trust a person who will neither articulate clearly what their position is on any issue, dodging media inquiries, and running this sort of peculiar, secretive campaign, and yet also be caught up again and again and again in these basic acts of deception, apparent deception, and not account for it. It's just unraveling, and I think it couldn't have happened to a better chap.
Yeah. Well, Norm, on the Hillary email scandal, we know with Rand Paul, he's been probably the most outspoken of the Republican candidates thus far to target Hillary right up front, not waiting around for this kind of thing. Do you feel like this is having an impact that long-term we might even see Hillary be forced to drop out, or they're going gangbusters on the Democrat side no matter what?
You know, the problem is, there's an old saying in, well, I'm going to say in politics, but I think it applies to everything. You can't beat something with nothing. And I don't want to disparage my favorite socialist, Senator Bernie Sanders, or my former Senator Jim Webb, or Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, but honestly, does anyone actually think that they're, if you look at their national standing, both within the Democratic Party and outside it, if you look at, you know, their ability to raise money and get media attention, attract both campaign professionals and volunteers, although, you know, Sanders actually could attract some passionate volunteers, but because he is so far to the left even of Hillary Clinton on most issues, although he does line up with libertarians sometimes, largely on foreign policy, somewhat civil liberties, certainly, but also he's a big opponent of corporate welfare. In fact, an interesting aside, somebody once asked Ron Paul how he could be working with Bernie Sanders on IMF, XM Bank, and other corporate welfare boondoggles, and Ron said, well, it's simple. I'm a libertarian, and he's a socialist, which means we both hate fascism. Martin O'Malley, he, for a while, I guess, was a popular governor of a deep blue state, but there's two facts to consider about him. Number one, he is... his tenure ended with his successor was defeated by a Republican. I think just the metrics of that is going to make a lot of Democratic Party activists maybe look a little skeptical about him as a serious presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
You governorship was so great that your state was one of the big Republican upsets of 2016. Nobody was thinking the Republicans were going to win the governorship of Maryland a month out.
Right.
Secondly, he's announcing in Baltimore, where he was mayor. Now, right now, when most people think about Baltimore, they think of police brutality and riots. They don't, and I don't know if. I'm the guy who, because remember, it's the problems with the resentment of, and the problems of police allegations of police mistreatment of the African American community, and did not start overnight. So I think that O'Malley will be asked, what did you do about two things? Police brutality and then crime, and what did you do to prevent an occurrence there? Wasn't it clear that there was problems in these relationships there? And I think that especially when you're looking at a liberal constituency trying to fundraise, get volunteers, paid staff from them, mm-hmm. from that constituency. Those types of questions, which you know that Hillary Clinton, because she's tried to co-opt the whole police militarization issue from Rand already.
Yeah,
they're going to go after O'Malley on that.
After
his record on Baltimore and in Maryland, and what happened after he left, and say, why didn't you're supposed to preempt problems coming down the road,
right?
Not just say, well, it didn't happen on my watch.
Right. So, Norm, it sounds like the Democrats are in for Hillary. They don't see a viable option at this point. They're all in. But then again, the Democratic supporters, interestingly enough, are maybe questioning or being questioned and can't come up with any answers. So,
there is one answer. I read an article about this the other day. There is one answer, and that could be Joe Biden. Riding with Biden.
That could be interesting. I've seen the way he hugs people that don't want to be hugged by him. I don't know. Hey, Jonathan, on the issue of Hillary, you were mentioning to me on the break that there was a Fox News focus group on Hillary, and it was rather interesting what the Democratic supporters had to say.
Yeah, this is rather extraordinary. So Fox News puts together a focus group of Democrats to try to, the Iowa caucus is coming up, and they took Iowa Democrats. They had about 12 of them, and they invited them in. They're all sitting down waiting to be questioned, and one of the questions asked of them, I believe, was almost verbatim this. Can you tell us one thing that you think Hillary did that's exceptional while she served as Secretary of State? And not a single one of the 12 people could communicate a single thing. In fact, several of them said, I just don't know. And that's a rather telling and profound thing that, she served as Secretary of State for 7.5 years or so, 7 years maybe, and And in that time, as Secretary of State, she didn't do one thing that caused remark within her own party as an exceptional achievement. And I think that it's a revelation of the shallowness of Democratic support for Hillary Clinton. I don't think people are passionately Hillary.
Right, but there are some
that are who are doing it solely on feminist grounds. They think that getting a woman president would be the greatest thing in the world, and I think that would probably be true, but not Hillary.
Yeah,
but I just think that notion that you should predicate a vote based on race, gender, ethnicity is really untoward way of voting. But in any event, if that's what they would like to do, so be it. But the point is that they have no substantive reasons for voting for Hillary, apparently.
Right, and that's an awkward revelation, of course. We've seen it. And, knowing the character of you two gentlemen as well, the content of the character concept as far as that, the principles of a person, much more important than a gender or a color or anything like that.
I admire Martin Luther King for that very thing, as I have a dream speech made very clear that it's not the color of one's skin, it's the content of your character. And, of course, we can say the same thing about gender. It's not the gender of the person. It's the content of their character that we should be voting on. And when it comes to character, I mean, Hillary is really a dog. She's a loser on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be one thing if she had impeccable credentials and had a history of achievement, but she really doesn't have a history of achievement. So even for Democrats who are looking for at least one ball knocked out of the park, there just isn't one for Hillary.
All right. Well, Sacred Fire of Liberty continues. Hold on. We got to take a break here, Jonathan. Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll also talk about another FDA maneuver to ban trans fats. None of us are fans of trans fats, but is it the FDA's role to ban something that they don't like, even if we don't like it too? Let's see where we stand on that one. Stick around. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, taking out to the Campaign for Liberty for Norm Singleton, and, of course, Jonathan Emord and all of his wonderful books at emord.com, EMORD.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need Ready-Made Resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Sacred Fire of Liberty continues. We rekindle it every time we're with Jonathan Emord. This issue of character we were just talking about with Hillary or anybody, I think it's universal in this concept. I think we really want to know the content of character. We'll get to the FDA in a moment. Jonathan, did you have any follow-up with the Hillary statement before we move on to FDA?
Well, I think Norm's got a good insight on this one. Norm.
Ronald Kessler, a well-known journalist, has written about 20 books on politics and inside Congress, inside the White House, inside the FBI, has also just written another book about the Secret Service, and he talks about how the president how Secret Service agents really dislike being on Hillary's detail because she is very cold and very rude and insulting, and apparently when she was first lady, some agents who had offices in the White House were told to keep your door closed because Hillary didn't want to see you. When she walked through the halls. I mean, really, and he made the point on C-SPAN recently that this is relevant because it goes to character, and character is important. And also, while he does talk about how both Bush 41 and 43 were beloved by the Secret Service agents because the Bush family treated them very decently, as did the Reagans, but that he also talks about how a lot of Secret Service agents do like Obama, do like Barack and Michelle Obama. So it's not a partisan issue with him. He's not some rabid right, because that's what the Clintons' first line of defense is any criticism of them is, oh, you're a Fox News guy.
Right, right. No, you get the sense that Hillary doesn't like people. She just doesn't like people at all. But all right, far be it from that. We're not big fans of the FDA here. Jonathan's beaten them back a world record number of times. The FDA wants to ban trans fats. But I find it ironic because these federal agencies are the ones that looked the other way when trans fats came onto the market to create, you know, perhaps millions of deaths have been argued due to trans fats in the 20th century.
Well, we know that the FDA is a captive of industry, and this is just another situation that proves that. First of all, the market's already corrected for this. I mean, companies have taken trans fats out of their products all across the board, so it's rather hard to find trans fats in commercial products these days. But if you really like the taste of trans fats and want them, even though they're horrible for you, go for it. That's the freedom we have. And here the FDA's coming in, Johnny come lately, after the industry's already cut its position on this, to say, oh, trans fats are finally bad, and we're going to ban them. I mean, that's just nonsense. It's for the proof of it. As I mentioned in a humorous vein, I suppose if we were to turn trans fats into a powder and people were to smoke it, that they would say that's okay.
You're so funny. Well, listen, I don't think trans fats are good for anything, although they do naturally occur in certain circumstances. But again, you have the ability to metabolize small quantities. But when we're talking about adding them or turning the motor oil into margarine in the 20th century, that was never a good idea. But again, industry took advantage of a situation, and bad science was supported by bad government. And these federal agencies, as you call them, Jonathan, the bureaucratic oligarchy, have not done good favors for the health of the average American.
Now, it's all so much phony nonsense, but it's money rules, and that's really what's calling the shots here. The industry is happy to see it go. The industry has already changed the product, so adding it just creates a slight anti-competitive barrier. Now that they don't have it in it, they don't want anybody else to have it in it.
Yeah, Norm.
It's just, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead, Norm.
I was going to ask you if you were going to run out and get a trans fat donut now that we've talked about it.
Well, maybe I might buy a whole bunch of them and then sell them on the black market. since it is ironic, you pointed out, that the two things that are ironic is, one, the FDA policies did lead to the major use of trans fats. Now they're saying it's bad for you. And secondly, if the nannies in D.C. really wanted to do something to improve our lives and our diets, they would stop meddling. They would stop these insane agriculture policies that actually promote the growing and the adoption by the American people of a lot of unhealthy diets, because they subsidize the commodities that are used to produce a lot of foods that turn out to be bad for us. And as you and Jonathan and we were talking about earlier, they block our ability to make our own choices. And one of Jonathan's many great legal victories has been to stop the FDA from prohibiting us from finding out how, by eating some really basic food stuff, we can improve our health and avoid a lot of diseases by taking the time to learn about what foods will be good for you and what aren't.
Exactly.
We can't do that because the FDA censored us.
Well, we're gonna make the difference, and Jonathan has for many years, and Norm, you as well, in the Campaign for Liberty. We're out of time here. Special edition from Autism One. Thanks, guys. It's always a great, great pleasure and honor to be with you on the air.
Great
to be with you.
All right. Well, take care, everybody. We'll be back with more powerful healing next hour. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is...
The
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.